She's warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake, 'cause I am your lady, and you are my man. Whenever you
Jennifer Rush and the Power of Love. A little bit of a somber start, that, wasn't it?
A little bit. But it's not a bad one, is it? It's a classic.
It was a classic. It was massive. Welcome to the Food and Drink Show. With me, Lee.
Me, Phil.
And me, Morgan.
Ah, Morgan Stein.
Oh, dear. We're here. We're live.
You made it.
We made it.
You were doing a bit of techie stuff,
weren't
you?
Oh, we've been running around trying to get tech stuff sorted.
The greatest thing ever was just as we started then, and he hit one of those faders and went... and just mouthed, "It's not working."
Yep.
And then had to try all four of them.
Hence the big sigh.
It was
once
supposed to be
I was
professional.
Here. Well, stuff goes wrong. There's nothing we can do about it.
It does. Right, so,
as long
Phil,
as we fix it.
Over to you, because you've been the curator of this week's topic.
Curator? Yeah. I like it.
What is it this week? What are we celebrating?
We are all of us in the UK celebrating British Pie Week.
British Pie Week?
Do you know what? You just... I know there are some great British dishes, but there's something about a pie, particularly in, like, winter months, the chilly months, the dark nights. There's something so comforting about a pie, isn't there?
Yeah, and I don't think it's just in the winter months for me. It's in the summer months. I think you can't beat a pie.
I don't know, I think I'm a winter pie eater.
I agree,
of course you are.
Having said that...
Dad's making you tea tonight, so you have to say that.
No, having said that, can we class quiche as a pie?
No.
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 Definitely not.
No, pie has a lid on it.
Top.
It's got to have a lid on it.
Yeah, pie has
to have
a lid on it.
I'll get the definition while we're in the next
right,
break.
Right, okay, get the definition. Because I'm thinking a quiche is quite nice in summer, isn't it? You know, a bit of quiche and salad.
Yeah, well, quiche is a quiche. It's not a pie.
Just because it has a short crust pastry, don't make it a pie.
Oh, tarts have a short crust pastry, doesn't make them a pie.
Yeah, you don't have a jam pie, do you? Have a jam tart.
All right. Why do you two always gang up on me?
Because you say silly things.
Because you say silly things. So we're going to be discussing everything pies today. Some great recipes that Morgs and I tried a couple of weeks ago. And the gravy's what made it. But it was just so easy to make, honestly. Now, before we just nip off, though, and play this track that I said to you was amazing, just hold on to your horses. I've got to give you your due, Phil.
Oh, okay. You've got to give Phil some due?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've had to FaceTime it the last two nights.
Honestly, the last two nights, FaceTime me.
Yeah. Right,
cooking from scratch.
From scratch?
At home. Are you ready for this? I'll tell you what the two dishes
really,
were,
Morgs.
Yeah, honestly.
Just hang on a minute before you, like, egg it up and make it into something
I'm
it's not.
Not.
They were both fairly simple. However.
But it's 100%
from scratch. For me.
For you, it's normally
mega.
Water on or oven door shut / air fryer. Drawing.
Or 1:30.
Yeah.
Sha-ding! Right, so Monday night.
Yeah.
Chicken fried rice.
Oh.
And as much as I'd like to say you bought those little cubes of chicken.
Nope.
They were proper lumps of chicken breast,
you know,
diced, cut, fried by itself.
You know how to use a
kitchen knife? Actually, I used a pair of scissors,
but get this.
A scissors?
Now, listen. Right, listen. That was incredible. And the dishes... The dish itself looked incredible, this chicken fried rice. I definitely would have had it, but guess what? It topped it even more last night.
What? Was it pancakes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Flour, eggs.
Made my own batter and everything.
Not those one of those bottles where you pour a bit of milk or something in?
Nope.
Did you put a pinch of salt in your batter
pinch
mix?
Pinch of salt in the batter mix, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were mega.
How many eggs?
Four.
Four eggs. That's a bit rich, yeah.
200 grams of flour.
Yeah.
Four eggs.
Yeah.
2 tablespoons of oil. Pinch of salt.
Oil?
A little bit of oil in there.
Yeah, right. Honesty time, though. The boys, Jack and H, did they like them?
Obviously.
Or, what do you mean, obviously?
I cooked them.
You're just ridiculous. this is that song I was telling you about, Phil. It is a little bit of a classic. It's a little bit of a mishmash, but I love this, because it just puts you in a good mood. We'll be right back. Have you ever seen...
What a track.
Have you ever seen a 6 foot three Burnley...
What a track.
Burnley lad dancing? That was
I
incredible.
Have now.
Well done.
I certainly have now.
Absolutely well done.
You have before.
Right, listen. because I've not actually met Lou yet, I've just got a bit of a question that might just upset the apple cart. Right? So,
oh dear,
Lou's messaged in with the definition of a pie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What does somebody who's moved from down south to Yorkshire, right, know about pies?
It'll have been a Google job.
Oh, will it?
Yeah.
Right, forgive you, Luke.
But it's a baked
That's
dish
right.
of fruit or meat and vegetables, typically topped, typically with a top and base of pastry.
So we're basically saying if it's got a lid on it and sides, yeah, it's a pie.
It's a pie.
Right, okay. And also, oh, Morg's got... Well,
Morg's is dead.
He's got a cough in
If you're going to die on the radio, Morg, please die quietly.
there's a bit of pie gone down wrong way.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
Right,
just
really,
came over me.
Really quickly, can we just do the rounds? Oh. Phil, most favourite pie?
Oh, I'm going to say pork topped with either apple or a sweet chilli jam.
Oh, like a little pork pie, and then the top,
a topper on it.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, Morg's. You've got a little bit more time to think, I
I've
guess.
Got a bit of both.
Yeah.
I've got two sides here that I'm a bit struggling to decide between.
Are you going sweet and savoury?
I'm thinking apple pie.
Ooh!
Classic.
It's just good.
Classic.
Yeah, but do you know what I have to say about that?
Go on.
The Americans do apple pie so much better than we do. Those big raised crusts that they have on top. Looks like a desperate damn pie.
Right, both of you.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I'm not having that.
Why? Why?
We're not... We are not backing the Americans at anything over a good old staple British diet.
Right, listen.
I like an apple and rhubarb pie.
Ooh! Yes!
That's a bit naughty.
Right, come on, savoury.
Savoury.
Savoury pie.
I don't think you can go wrong with a butter pie.
I know. I knew you'd change to that. But it is simple, but the flavours are just lovely, aren't they?
When you're on the turf or something, you just get your butter pie. It's nice and warm.
I have to agree, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, neither of you be sat with me.
Right. So let me just really quickly go back to the American apple pie scenario, right? Whatever it is, the Great British Bake Off.
Great British Bake Off.
Is that Mary Berry? I think it is, isn't it?
It was.
Prue Leith now.
Paul Hollywood.
Prue Leith is the one I was on about, actually, not Mary Berry. She made an apple pie on there, right? It looked like one of Phil's pancakes. Right, so it's about an inch thick, all level, looked like it had been rolled out, not having it.
Yeah, but that's like with Michelin star restaurants these days, where it's about presentation instead of actually what you're eating.
Do we not agree, though, that a pie, if it gets you visually, it makes you think, oh, wow. And then when you actually taste it or cut into it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll take that.
When you see the American, hey, little Susie Homemaker, she made an apple pie, and it's got kind of like that raised top on it.
Accent was questionable.
Yeah, it was.
Why?
So was the Susie Homemaker.
Little Susie Homemaker.
Maybe I'm a bit young for that reference.
There are little Susie Homewreckers as well, but there's probably more of the other ones around. And it's kind of like raised on top, and then they cut holes in the pie lid so that you can see what's inside. I just think that looks really cool. And then they put sugar on top so it crystallises the sugar. You know what I mean? What do you think?
I do know what you mean, yeah.
Phil, come on. Please tell me that doesn't sound amazing.
Well, no, listen to me, I'll eat anything, you know me.
Not a big fan of lattice pies.
Oh, I was just about to say, what are your thoughts on a lattice on the top of a pie?
Because what the new trend seems to be, you put a lid on, and then you put another layer of lattice over the top.
Well, yeah, it's just a bit of extra pastry, isn't it?
What if you don't put the lid on and just put the lattice on?
Alright.
It's technically a lid, so it's still a pie, technically.
Yeah. Alright then, well, here's a question, just before we play another track. Yeah?
Alright.
Is Beef Wellington a pie? Is it?
No, it doesn't have a lid.
Of course it does. It's a roll.
That's a roll of something. So no.
I'm having some major deja vu here.
Press the button.
What's
going on? You've done it again.
What have I done wrong now?
Fly into the sky, so very high, just like a dragonfly. Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
After an accident, many drivers believe they must use their insurer's chosen repairer, but actually, you have the right to choose. James Alp has over 30 manufacturer approvals from Tesla, Land Rover, Jaguar, Audi, BMW, Mercedes and more. They offer free collection and delivery and provide a courtesy vehicle as standard, regardless of your policy. And if your insurer raises your excess for choosing your own repairer, James Alp could help you cover those costs too. Visit jamesalp.co.uk.
It's time to get away with a foldaway. Escape to the country with one of our folding mobility scooters. Here at Modern Mobility, we understand the importance of keeping your independence and enjoying days out with your family and friends. We have some of the lightest and quickest folding mobility scooters, so you don't have to miss out on anything. With easy payment options and friendly experts on hand at all times, finding your ideal scooter has never been easier. Why not visit our shop, located on Castle Street, or give us a call on 01200 760 006 and discover your perfect staycation scooter now.
Looking to turn your precious memories, holiday snaps, sports shirts, family heirlooms into gallery quality showpieces? Then head over to Bespoke Picture Framing by Alexander, located on York Street, Clitheroe. With over 150 five-star reviews, Alexander handcrafts every frame with museum quality glass options to preserve your treasures for years to come. He frames everything from prints and paintings to vinyl records and odd keepsakes. Oh, and he loves a challenge. So whatever you need framing, Alexander's your expert. Bespoke Picture Framing by Alexander. Bring in your memories. Walk out with art.
It's time to redecorate, and Clitheroe Decorating Centre has you covered with a wide range of paints, including high-end designer brands like Benjamin Moore, as well as Crown, Dulux and Emperor, and to top it off, all the tools you might need to get the job done. Seeing a colour you like? Check out our colour wall or our paint matching service, which is available to all our customers, both trade and retail. Our friendly staff are always on hand to help offer best advice, tips and tricks. Just some of the benefits dealing with a local family-owned and Ribble Valley Business Award-winning store. Come browse our in-store exclusive offers at Clitheroe Decorating Centre on Shawbridge Street, Clitheroe, or give us a call on 01200 426 342.
Welcome back to the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM. It is British Pie Week.
British Pie Week.
Morgs, you've just said that Fred's listening down in Sunny Leek. And it was the name of the town that kind of made me think, right? Because we know that...
No,
look at his face now. He's so worried and he's thinking,
what's going on?
No, I was going to say, because Freddie's vegan, I'm thinking about it must be difficult for pies because of the contents that need to go in to make a decent pastry.
Yeah.
So I need you to message Fred now and see if she's got a kind of recipe for pastry.
Yeah. Right? I'll message them now.
Yeah.
And I'll see what sort of pastry recipes that they can
that are with. Truly vegan.
Yes.
And then, what I was thinking is, and this is the leek tie-in, yeah? Leek and potato pie.
What do you reckon? That's where I thought you were going.
Yeah, it was.
Mm.
But you've got to have the right recipe for the pastry, I guess. Because otherwise, because it's got butter and it's got all fat in it and stuff like that. Right, some lists that I've been looking at for slightly different pies. And the first one's absolutely smashed
me. I don't like the sound of that.
No!
The only thing that
you know when you said rhubarb pie?
Yeah.
On this list here on Reddit at the minute of slightly unorthodox pies, strawberry and rhubarb. Oh my. Strawberry and rhubarb with whipped cream. Oh my goodness, that'd be incredible. Strawberry and guava, a little bit iffy. But I also have to mention, right, that we've had a message in, okay?
Oh.
Like it when we get messages, don't we?
A message.
And the message was from Jane. I just love the email address. I'll not give you it all, but it's Happy Haribo.
Happy Haribo. All right. That's
Phil cool. likes a bit of Haribo, doesn't he? Did a full tub of fried eggs last week.
Yeah, they disappeared.
They disappeared quick then.
I've got pies.
Pies on the brain.
They disappeared pretty
and
quick.
And Jane says, re-pie week. Speaking of pies, have you heard or have you tried of Barton Bakes pies? They're incredible. Based in Clitheroe and delivered to your house. They make the most unique pies. Check them out. Are you ready for this? This is the best bit. Love this. I love this, Jen. Well good.
The proper well good.
Well good.
So
you went off and had a look, didn't you?
I went off and had a look. They do look absolutely incredible. And
yeah,
there's a little bit of a WhatsApp link there as well.
Is there?
So I've just hit it.
Yeah.
And spoken to Amy.
Yeah.
Who I think owns it. I was just trying to catch up on the social media dead fast, but I think she's the whiz behind it.
The proprietor.
The proprietor.
Okay.
And not only do they make what look like absolutely fantastic pies, they also...
Are they well good?
They're well good pies. They also deliver them to your house as well.
That's incredible.
Oh.
Now, there was something that I said was quite unique that I like.
Right.
That I'd seen on the photographs.
Okay.
Of the Barton Bakes pies. I like a tall pie. You know, not one that's sort of like an inch deep. I liked, if they're a little bit smaller in diameter, but yet taller, I think that's better. And that
cheese and onion.
Oh, my.
It looked like caramelised onion on the top, sat on the top, didn't
it?
Oh, yoy, yoy.
Right. Do they have pay and pick-up?
15 of them.
No, do they do a pay and pick-up run as well?
How fast can you get to Chapman?
How fast can you get to Chapman? But I just think that when a pie looks like those do from Barton Bakes, you just straight away, you just want one, don't you? You just want one.
Shall I give you the range?
Yeah, go on.
I'm just so you can order a box of six or a box of two.
Yeah,
that'd be no good for us.
Box of two definitely needs taken off the menu.
Box of two
because it's just not enough, is it?
Box of two each.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking a box of six between us, but we'd probably need more than one box of six.
Yeah, but that's two pies each.
Well, I'd no, it's not four enough. Pies. No, so there's a classic meat and potato.
Yeah,
cheese and onion.
Oh.
Lancashire lamb hot pot.
Oh. No. Mm. Oh, no.
There, look. I'm going to show you, Lee, because that'll... The three fishes pie.
Oh, come on. Come on, Phil. I want to be able to
see
these.
Hang on. Morgs, just let me see three fishes pie.
Does that not look good?
And do you know what? I will not mention it because it's not fair, but the price on that is... not a bad price at all, is it?
Pay that for all day long.
I'd pay that for all six all day long.
It's also, a couple of sold-out ones, a Texan double cheeseburger pie and a deep pie pepperoni pizza.
Right, Amy, get a grip, get in your car, empty your fridge and get yourself to Chapman. I'm not having it. How can we not try that now?
Oh, there's smoky mac and cheese, creamy garlic mushroom.
Oh,
butter
dear.
Pie, a pea and ham pie.
I think we might be in danger here.
I've just turned Phil off more because I can't stand it. Turn his mic off.
There's still more.
No, not having it.
Oh,
I'm
no.
done. And I am absolutely starving, honestly.
I'm
really
pretty hungry as well, actually.
I like
Are you hungry, boys, yeah?
I like
yeah.
it when we get local
Oh, sorry,
as well.
Phil. Sorry, Phil.
Just, because he's fasting
Phil
at the minute, isn't he?
He's fasting, yeah.
He's in the middle of his Ramadan fast. Come on, Amy, you get double bubbly. You'll make two lads happy and one lad.
I'll pay you to stay away, Amy, at the moment.
Oh, dear me.
That's actually a bit cruel. Sorry,
you're listening to the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM, your local station. And coming up, a recipe for a pie that Morgs and I made a couple of weeks ago. And it was proper. In fact, sorry, Phil, it made us roar. Katy Perry and Roar. Here live on Ribble FM's Food and Drink Show. Right, we did say, oh, that was it. Phil asked, slight detraction from the National Pie Week, British Pie Week.
Yeah, but sometimes. Yeah,
but you really pushed the ball too. Out last night, didn't you? Did you have to look up the recipe for batter, or
did
you know what
did.
It was? No, I'll be honest. Just a time for a little bit of honesty, Mr.
Right,
Phil.
Hang on a minute, both of you. So you're making it out like I lie a lot, and Mo saying straight away, idiot, of course you had to look it up.
Make it out like I lie a lot.
Which is uncalled for and unnecessary.
No, I'm not saying that you lie a lot. I'm saying you don't do much cooking.
No, you do slight untruths when it comes to your cooking. Oh, I made a fantastic chicken chasseur last night. Did you? Yeah.
I've never even pinged one of them in microwave, pal, so...
Yeah, he's not lying. He just doesn't do much cooking.
But, yeah, go on. I'll give you... I did have to check it out, yeah.
What, the recipe for the batter?
Yeah.
But it looks like you got it right, because the pancakes
absolutely bang on,
in.
Mate. I flipped it over and everything.
You flipped it over?
Like it's some big thing. You've got to flip a pancake.
Did you flip it over in the air with just the pan, or did you have to use a spatula?
Yeah, I've even got like a little... Yeah.
Have you got a little video of you doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll look
you
at
actually
that.
Threw the pancake
we'll
in the air and caught it back in the pan.
But, yeah. Muggs, we got a bit of grief then, didn't we?
Yeah,
because
we did.
Because he said, what did you have on your pancake?
Well, no, he said, I bet I can guess
what
you
two
have,
you have on your pancakes.
Go
on. So, we'll go into the next bit later in a minute, but I think I know what... Because a lot of people nowadays, it's obviously lemon and sugar, weren't it, that was like, that's
yeah.
like their
yeah.
proper...
And still the best.
But then, you know, you get people getting Nutella, and then it gets crazy, doesn't it, with fruit and all sorts of different spreads
all
stuff.
It needs to be
and I reckon,
a little bit of fine caster sugar, some Amalfi lemon juice,
right,
and then the zest.
We're done talking about that. Yeah, we're done now. Because that was my thing, that I know you, and I know you fairly well now, that you would only do lemon and sugar on a pancake.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think you're the same.
No.
Yeah, I mainly do lemon and sugar. Every now and again, I might do a Nutella one.
Yeah, Nutella.
Or jam and squirty cream.
Jam and squirty cream. Oh, just watching a video of Phil flipping his pancake.
See?
Wow. And the other thing I've just clocked in the video.
Yeah.
Fancy little Brabantia bin in the corner. Brabantia bin, yeah.
I'm telling you now.
He has no idea. He's just bought it off
Amazon.
I'm
telling you now, it won't be that. It's an Asda Specials. That cost me about £6. It was the cheapest one in there.
Yeah, there you go.
Brabantia bin. What's that?
It was a Brabantia bin. A take on Brabantia. See, because we just knew, didn't we? He wouldn't know what good kitchen gear is, would he? You know what
I mean? We didn't have pancakes, did we?
No,
we didn't. We missed out. However,
which seemed to upset Phil for some reason.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's pancake day.
No,
I know. But
anyway.
I do have to go back a little bit. I don't have a pie recipe that's vegan, but I do have a pancake recipe that's vegan.
All right, go for it.
It's sort of like blended up banana with some oat milk. It can be a bit fancy. Add some cinnamon, and they do make a nice thick American style pancake using the blended banana,
yeah,
with the oat milk and some oats just to give it more texture, a bit of thickness.
I've got a question for you, Phil.
Nice.
Go on.
How do you milk an oat?
You don't milk an oat. You press an oat. If you don't know that.
Look how quick he jumped on that, though.
I'm joking, Morgan. I'm joking. I said joking.
Oh, dear.
I think pancakes, though, can be both savoury and sweet.
Yeah.
A savoury pancake with I nearly said chilli then, but no.
No, do you know what it is?
Go on.
And I'll tell you, because my mum used to force us to eat it as kids, and me and my sister talk about it every now and again. Curried mince.
Ooh.
Is what it is. And my mother used to make us eat savoury pancakes before you got the sweet ones, and we hated the curried mince and pancakes that she used to make.
No, I quite like the sound of that.
However, as an adult...
Yeah.
Curried mince and pancakes sounds mega.
You see, when Phil talks about savoury pancakes, do you know what I actually envisaged?
Go on.
Those Findus where you get four.
Bit of ham and cheese running through them.
Oh,
you know, yeah. Were they like a semicircle of Findus pancakes, and you get four breaded pancakes in a box? Phil, bing! Right, kids, right. They ready?
Tea's ready!
Absolutely love it.
Dear.
Oh, dear. Still to come, we got some more great music from the likes of The Corrs. One for Phil here. Style Council. Proper tune as well. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about pies and my... Because... See, look, you didn't even notice Did I tell you what my favourite pie was? No, because you just don't
care. You said meat and tater.
Food and drink show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicle safe. Secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Ramsbottom Kitchen Company is celebrating. Way! Yes, celebrating 30 years of delivering timeless design, expert craftsmanship and personal service you can rely on. They don't just design kitchens, they create spaces built for real life where a family breakfast is eaten or for late night chats over a cup of tea or something stronger. Visit their showroom in Ramsbottom Town Centre and see why they've been trusted for three decades or find them at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
There's a place at the foot of Pendle Hill where time just slows down. Welcome to the Barley Mow in Barley, a proper country pub filled with crackling log fires, cosy corners and that warm, familiar feeling the moment you step inside. Settle in for a hearty pub foodie favourite, a perfectly poured pie and the friendliest welcome in the village. And if you can't bear to leave, stay over in one of our premium ensuite rooms. This weekend, make it the Barley Mow. Comfort, charm and a seat waiting just for you.
Oh, come on.
Honestly. I know.
That is such a chilled track. Olivia Dean, it isn't perfect, but it might be.
Do you know what it sounded like?
So, my favourite guy... Go on.
What's Phil saying there?
Do you know who that sounded like to me? Corin Bailey Rae, remember her?
Yeah, he did a little bit, actually. Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, a little bit Corin Bailey Rae. So, my favourite pie, and I'm kind of thinking you guys are going to poo-poo it.
Obviously.
Because it's in the middle. Fish pie. Fish pie. I love fish pie. Having said that, shout out to Amy at Barton Bakes Pies. Because she does a three fish pie. With pastry on I'm having some of that.
Salmon, smoked haddock and cod.
100% having some of that.
Oi, oi, oi. Anyway, quick question for you.
Yeah. Ooh,
go on, which Phil. I've asked your dad off air and he got it wrong.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the pie capital of the United Kingdom?
Now, when I said Wigan.
Say? Oh, Wigan. Oh, I was about to say that.
And he said no.
No, but it's really obvious when I say it.
But he said we should know. Which has made it worse. Because I'm trying to think now, what do you mean we should know? If we should know...
I'm trying to think of any places that have, like, pie in the name, like Piechester or something.
No, but there is a pie named after this place.
Oh.
A pie named after it?
Ooh. Two words. Both begin with M. Mike.
Mike? No.
Melton Mowbray, boys.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, all right.
Believe
and
it.
That's the pie capital of the UK.
Pie capital of the UK, Melton Mowbray.
What, all because of Melton Mowbray?
I would assume so. I didn't read into it.
My next one would have been something like York. I feel like pies would be
that well-known York pie.
No. Before you said the name makes it obvious, I'm trying to think. All right, I'm putting myself in here.
Yeah, but what was really funny about that, Muggs, is when you went, I was thinking of York. Phil and I looked at each other and went, what's pietastic about York?
I just feel like it'd be a place that does a lot of pies.
There is that restaurant that I told you about, that pub.
Yeah.
That dates back to when York was first built, and they do that steak and ale pie there that is, well, they say you can't finish it. If you order it, you can't finish it. We are going to come back in a second, but I just wanted to play this for Phil, because I think he's a bit of a style council cat, cool dude type of effect. I can't even say
can't
it,
even
honestly.
Speak.
So, do you know what? I might not play it now. I might play something else instead.
Nah, get it on. Let's hear it.
No, I'm going to play Dua Lipa instead.
Everybody
Something you said earlier, Phil, and it's just set me off. Not had one for ages. Jam tarts.
Oh, yeah.
Jam tarts. They're a kind of pie, aren't they?
Nope.
They're a tart.
No, it's a tart. Literally in the name.
Anyway, I quite fancy a jam tart. Where could we get some jam tarts from? I'm starving.
Fresco's?
Yeah, we could try Fresco's. Yeah.
Oh, Mark's. Or Bakery.
Sooths. Oh, I have to mention that really quickly.
Oh?
Oh, my goodness. Have I still got the photo?
Oh,
right, so, Mark's Artisan Bakery on Worley Road.
Yeah.
Popped in to see him last week and he went, have you seen these? He started making donuts. And I have never seen donuts like it in all my life. I can't find the picture. I wanted to show. I wanted to show Phil. Now these aren't just ordinary donuts. If Carlsberg made donuts, Phil, honestly, they're the size of a small cake.
No, Phil. If someone did donuts, they've lead them and then done more.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, yeah, just incredible. Mm. But are you ready? Something a little bit different. It's a sourdough. Donut.
Yeah, of course it is, because what's wrong with the donut recipe?
Because you've just got to try and be a little bit artisan.
It's a little bit bready, but it just works so, so well.
And when you tear a lump off and dunk it in your coffee.
Oh, you dirt box.
Why?
Why would you, why? You're dunking a donut in your coffee.
Why not?
That's what the Americans do.
Then look at what the Americans do, lads, and then we can just carry on doing what we do.
That's what the Americans
the French
do.
Dunk their croissants and stuff. The French what's the difference?
Put their croissants in their coffee.
Also wrong.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because it goes soggy and then you get all bits in your brew.
But with a donut, the sugar just goes into it, makes your brew sweeter.
You get all bits in your brew.
I heard that. I did hear that as I was saying it, I must admit.
Yeah. And what's a dirt box? You absolute dirt box. I can't believe it. Oh, dear me. I ain't going to ask you for the definition of a dirt box, have you? Not doing it. Not absolutely not doing it. One of those American pies that came up, which I thought sounded a little bit, salty honey pie. I mean, I'm trying to
think. It's not just pastry with a load of honey in it, is it?
I honestly don't know. And I've clicked the link and it's not showing me what it is. But I just thought salted honey, because you know how. It's come up now. Look at that.
It's a bit like a pecan pie.
Happy New Year, my friends. It's about time to tie a pretty ribbon on this year, a wrap. And here is my salty honey pie. I wonder how they've got it to solidify like that. That looks really cool, though. But it is a little bit of an open top pie.
It's not a pie.
Mm. Well, they're calling it a pie.
It's more of like a... Again, there we go with the Americans.
Well, they call it a pizza pie, don't they? So
I want to say a huge thank you to Amy, who said she's going to try and drop us some pies off for next week.
Next week, we're going to have some pies for Amy. She also says thanks to Jane for giving her the shout-out.
Yeah, thanks, Jane, for giving us the heads-up. That is about it from us on the Food and Drink Show for this week.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week, obviously, with lots of Amy's pies.
We're doing it all again next week.
Yeah, we're going to be talking pies again next week. Gonna leave you with an absolute monster. Takes me back. Oh, 1993 was the year when you could have a proper dance on a Saturday night. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Morgs. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Toodle. Bye.
Ali. This is Ribble FM.
She said every time I close my eyes, I feel like I could disappear. I could overflow an ocean with the cavalcade of all my tears. And I know it sounds dramatic, but that's just how it feels. She said I'm holding to the notion that I'll find something real. And I just wanna be wanted. Oh, I could use a little love sometimes. I just need to be needed. Oh, I'd like to know I'm crossing someone's mind. I just wanna be someone that somebody needs. I just wanna be more than a drop in the sea. I just wanna be counting up my karma, and I think it's time to cash it in. So tired of living in the shadow of a mountain of what might have been.